Hey guys, welcome to the Week in Sex.
Yay!
Hello.
Hey.
Do you like my tits?
How an example.
Yes. I think that's who would not like those tits?
I paid for them myself.
Yeah.
They're gorge. Oh my God.
They're excellent.
Yes, please. You don't mind?
All right, so Keanu just walked over and
I'm holding a Coca-Cola imprinted tit.
Neon
I'm
Hitches
really
tits.
Proud of them.
This is gorge.
Keanu's touching her right tit.
Welcome.
Which has Coca-Cola.
Well, it's my left.
A Coca-Cola tattoo. Oh, right.
Great
Sorry.
Nips, too.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they're natural.
Neon's.
Those are great boobs.
So here we are. What's going on?
They are.
Make it cozy.
Welcome,
Thanks for
guest.
For having me, darling.
Good to see you. Good to see the tits again today.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Shut the fuck up. Are you not allowed swearing on this show?
Oh, no, you can
Please swear.
Yeah, it would be weird
I have
if you couldn't.
A potty mouth.
No, by all means, go for it.
Okay, carry on.
So let's set the mood. Let's do the whole intro and everything.
Yeah, please.
Neon Hitch is here.
Neon Hitch.
Sure as fuck
superstar
am.
Recording and artist, pop star, hottie.
Yes.
With super, great tits.
Yeah.
Super hottie. she came in, shot out of a cannon.
Can we take a picture of me right now?
Yeah, Thanks. Go. You want to take a picture,
yeah.
Keanu?
Yeah, why not?
Keanu,
yeah,
take a picture.
I'm just Randy's not afraid.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yeah,
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Perf.
Okay. Pause.
All right. So, so Neon came in, I guess, wearing too many clothes.
Yeah, and it was just annoying.
It was annoying.
I ran into the bathroom, took them all off.
But we're at a sex club, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Last time I was in a sex club, I entered and they played my song, Fuck You Better. And so I was like, oh my God, this is kind of awkward. But I was like, fuck it. I just ran up. I got on the pole, did my thing. And I was like, I just owned it.
Perfect.
So I'm all about it. Don't worry.
I'm all about it, too.
Me, too. I'm shocked by how beautiful you are. It's insane.
Oh, my God. That's absolutely so nice to hear. Thanks.
It's almost distracting.
Yeah. And she's, like, sprawled out. And she's got
sparkly
heels on. I know.
Well, we're talking to her. We're at NSFW.
I see your penis last night.
She saw the penis.
Yeah. So
we all saw a lot last night.
We're gonna get into this, right?
Can we get into all that? There's a lot.
I didn't give a shit.
There's a lot to get into.
I had nothing to do with this.
I didn't take your dick. I would never do that to my girl. I was just watching.
Yes, you were watching, and she took a photo.
I also couldn't.
Oh,
she took a secret photo
by accident.
That's okay.
Did Alan make you wear slippers? Can I ask you?
He could never make me do anything.
All rules went out the window.
Oh God, all the rules.
She's one of the asterisks. Yeah, you could come in from...
He didn't make you bathe in Germex before?
He can never control me.
You go,
did he make you walk 6 miles before you guys had sex?
She could go mud it, and I'd be like, whatever.
So
it's
wait,
okay.
So
I'll
Alan,
get a new bed.
Alan had a threesome with this pop star last night.
I did. What do you want to talk about?
You having sex, a threesome,
well,
finally.
No, we didn't have
okay,
sex.
Okay, let's get the story straight. Can I just interject?
Yes.
I would not let you fuck me ever in a million years. Clearly, I watched you fuck my gal.
You watched me fuck your gal.
Yeah, and that's it.
And
so
that's
that
it.
Was not a threesome,
it
actually.
Wasn't a full
let
threesome.
Let me get the story fucking straight. Right?
All right, so this is my girl on the pod.
Hi, I'm Karen. And I'm Alan's girlfriend, and we did not have a threesome. We
this is turning to a very sad deposition. That's what I'm saying. We didn't. I'm not saying we had. You did not. No, you didn't.
Fuck
no.
You last night.
No.
But don't say we had a threesome when we just didn't.
It wasn't a threesome.
It was not a threesome.
It was
not a threesome.
It was an activity.
I just watched you have sex.
Yes.
And I watched my girl take your penis.
You
and
did watch her take
fine.
The penis.
And I
yes.
did accidentally take a picture.
Yes, you did.
That's as far as a threesome went. I wasn't involved.
Right.
So that's that.
That's that.
But I am here with my tits out, feeling very comfortable.
Yes.
So,
and we appreciate
question.
That.
Let's carry on. Okay.
Okay.
I'm bored. Remember?
That's right. Okay. Well, Alan, that couldn't have gone worse for you.
No, it was still fucking awesome. It was still great.
He dreams on.
I almost want to see the picture, but I really don't.
It's a great picture.
I just want to see your girl, not you.
Karen.
Oh no,
I mean, Karen will show you the photo. But I gotta tell you, it's a hot photo.
I have to see you.
It.
Oh, Alan, no, please, no.
I love the photo.
I look worse. No, I don't care.
She looks great.
She looks so hot.
How hot is that? That's a hot photo.
I'm just
what
glad.
What was I doing? Just telling the other chat.
You look great. I'm just glad you have a shirt on, Alan. Yeah. Not like your. I'm not disgusted by your body. I would just be uncomfortable to look at you. That's a good picture, though.
That's a hot picture. I'm taking her from behind, and she's, you know, it's doggy style, and she's like, you know, she's like bent over.
Yeah.
It's kind of smushed into the bed. It's fucking hot.
Yeah, it's a good picture. It's very blurry.
I'm glad. Did you take more photos?
That was an accident.
That was an accident? Okay.
Oh, it wasn't. I wasn't.
Wait. Yeah, yeah. Are you fucking going through her phone? What are you looking for?
I just wanted to see.
I want to see pictures of my body, and I'm like, oh, well, I'm naked. What's the difference? So just realized. Yeah. It's fine. So I really love being here. Thank you for having me. What's going on?
Yeah. So let's...
let's get busy. You know, I get bored really quickly.
Let's talk about everything.
Okay, go.
She wanted me to set her up with someone. Last night.
Yeah, I'm like super single.
I wish I had anybody that would be worthy of you.
You'd have no idea what's going on with New York comedians. Are you single?
I mean, somewhat.
What do you think of Alex, the sound
guy?
Have
you become
right
more single since Neon got here?
What I think. Like, I need people to step up. Like, it takes a lot of energy from a man to kind of, like, keep up with me.
I know no men like that.
I get very bored.
You're at the wrong place. Maybe if you came here for one of their parties, you might meet someone.
Yeah, you should come here for the they have, like, huge sex parties.
So you're
single? How much are they getting paid?
Well, that's above my pay grade. You gotta talk to the other
guys. All about the business.
You dated the gym class heroes guy? Is that what I've heard about you?
Well, I loved him and I still love him, yes.
Where is he now? What happened?
Well, I told him to leave Miami because it was just kind of like a dead end, and now I'm there and I need to leave. But yeah, he moved to New York. We kind of lost contact.
We
were together for a while, and I love him still. Like, he's amazing.
Oh, so he's in Miami? Or no, he's moving to New York?
No, he's in New York.
And you're here for how long?
Till tomorrow.
Coincidentally, staying in Alan's girlfriend's place.
Well, she was, and then she got her
well,
hotel.
Well, we got hotel.
Oh, yeah. That's where that picture was taken.
Where we
got
partied.
It. Okay.
We partied in the
yeah,
hotel.
The wow. sexual party last night. It was quite entertaining. I was like... You know, everyone thinks it's a big deal. It's really not. Like, I'm like super casual about that. I'm like, okay, cool. You're fucking in my face, and I'm fine with it.
They both have amazing tits.
Yeah,
and so
we rubbed them together.
A lot of boob rubbing.
She's so anonymous now. This cannot happen.
Karen, speak up,
Karen.
That was enough for me. I didn't need anything else. That was great.
Not what you said.
That was, and she's rubbing she's rubbing her nipples on the mic right now.
One night.
How are we? I think now she's titty fucking the mic.
Cool. What's up?
This show's gotten more sexual ever since we started talking about how to make it less sexual.
I know. She said, "I need help," and then she took all of her clothes off.
When you walked in.
Well, just changing my clothes. That's right. All. Okay. I don't need help in a massive way. I just needed help changing my clothes. AKA taking them off.
Yeah. She's
I
got
get very bored of clothes.
Neon. Yeah, I'm with you. Neon.
You know me, fella. No, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's one of the best things about you. I love
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm just a free bird.
You are.
Yeah.
How did this happen last night? You went to the hotel with them to just hang out, and then it just became...
He got his dick out.
Yeah.
Oh, Alan.
It was all consensual.
I didn't really look, to be fair. Like, yeah. I was very respectful.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you do while they were just banging?
I
think I was just like on the phone. That's why I accidentally super picture. She was trying to
call an Uber to get her out of there. That's
no,
what she was
wasn't.
Doing. No, I'm kidding.
Where would I go? Back to Miami.
You know, I was trying to hook her up with the comic.
Yeah, I'm like so single.
With who?
But I was scrolling through. I'm like, who do
like,
I?
Who are you?
Who do I want to owe me a favor? And who can possibly?
Who can keep up with me?
Who can keep up with
please
you?
Please tell me.
You turned down a few comics.
I turned down a lot of people.
But she was into the black comics.
Which ones? That would be better.
I think so.
Yeah. Right,
should I say this? This might have to be edited out. There's a comic, Charles McBee.
Yeah, I know him.
I messaged, right? And I said...
He has a girlfriend.
And she's totally
into
that's him.
Not,
but I didn't know that.
I'm not going to do that.
I didn't know if he had a girlfriend. So I said, hey, are you single? If you're not, have I got a deal for you?
I'm not going to be that girl. So find me someone single.
But what's amazing is he said... I'm single. Sorry, I can't.
He
do
did.
It. He did. He did.
Oh shit!
How amazing is that guy?
I know. I want to be fucked rotten right now. I'm very bored, as I've been explaining.
I mean, can someone? Do you want to fuck her rotten, Alex?
I don't think he can.
Go. Oh my
I'd
god!
Give it a go.
I don't think you say give it a go with her. You have to sound like you're more like
Candy
aggressive.
Candy is just holding the microphone. Candy. What?
Oh, it's Candy,
Candy
now.
Candy.
Yeah.
I don't know if my laugh is evil or fun.
It's both. It's both evil and fun.
Definitely. A bit of both. So, what's next?
Thank God there's a bed here.
I love it so much.
She's so cool.
Oh, I'm rolling around and it just feels great. Ciao.
Do you even want to conduct an interview?
I don't know.
How am I going to ask any real question right now? This is ridiculous.
I'm bored.
And she's bored.
What do you want to talk
what
about?
What do you want to do?
I thought you guys were leading the way.
Yeah, but I don't want you to be bored. So what do you want to do that would make you not
bored? Then ask them like really good questions.
Yes.
And I'm here to answer.
You grew up a little wild like me.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because you didn't... You have like an interesting upbringing. Your parents had to constantly move around,
mm-hmm.
right? And like your
Am
cops.
Am I distracting you?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, who was our last guest?
It was just me and you.
Yeah, that was the least bit distracting. We were so we had a conversation that really went straight ahead.
You guys need to get your shit together. I would say.
I agree. So yeah, you grew up in buses, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cops would come by. You lived in a bus, and they don't constantly like move your ass. They tell you to move. It's like people live in a Winnebago here, and they constantly have to move.
But because you grew up in the you were a circus with your performer. with your circus performer, your family.
I'm a little murky on that. So you had the circus performing aspect.
Okay, so I was a circus performer. I breathe fire. I stilt walk. I swing fire. I do all that shit. And growing up, you know, I was maybe like 6 or whatever, and maybe 8, I don't know. Like, we were out in Europe, and the police would just come and raid the festival. Like, we put on parties. Like, we had a community, the Gypsy and Traveller community. And the police would come and shut the whole thing down, and they would take the children away, put them into care, arrest the parents. And I'd be there to pick up the pieces, and then guess what I did? There that laugh goes. I would just put a Mooney in the back of the bus, pull my arse out to the police. Because I was just like, oh, fuck you. Look at my bum.
So it was like a traveling circus party.
Yeah.
But are you a gypsy? Or like,
yes,
what is that? You
real
are a gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in Europe, there's a lot of anti-Semitism, anti-gypsy sentiment, right?
I was lucky enough to be alive before it became illegal to live our lifestyle.
What is illegal about it?
Well,
the lifestyle is traveling from place to place. And what? Like, what is so bad about that?
The criminal justice bill happened, and I was alive through that transition. And so basically, the criminal justice bill became the Criminal Justice Act, and then it became illegal to be us. Which was quite painful because we lived a very free lifestyle, you know, like amazing things happened every day. We just traveled around Europe. My mum one time like bust her nose, like diving into a pool and stuff. Like, what? You know, we were just like free riders.
What
and it
crimes
was just, like,
were they trying to get you on?
Oh, we never made a crime. That's the thing. We were very nice people, and we always are. Like, we just are a community that travel and put on festivals. And we got shut down. Criminal Justice Bill turned into the Criminal Justice Act. Then
What year was that?
God, you're going to have to Google that. I'm not quite sure.
But how old were you when it was like illegal now?
Before 15. So I must have been about around 10.
Okay.
Yeah, around 10.
So for
10.
Most of your life, it was like illegal.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But I got to enjoy a really amazing part. So I'm very grateful for that. And then I left home at 15 and I began squatting, which was legal as well.
You began
squatting.
Squatting, okay.
So that's why your ass
would,
is so nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Americans are so funny.
Can we make one joke? First joke. Oh, sorry. Come on.
Sorry.
Why? Can we go back to the day you were born?
I would
born?
Like to finish my story.
Sorry.
Squatting.
Sorry, I thought you were asleep.
Yes, Keanu.
I know.
No,
I fucked. Oh, I fucked up. Okay, squatting.
Yeah, go ahead.
So.
That's pretty serious, though. Yeah. The squatting part. I'm
so
serious.
I'm just waiting to not be interrupted. So, there's a thing where you can enter a derelict building and just print out a thing called a section 6. I learn a lot of cool rules, okay? So as a squatter, you can enter an empty building, print out this thing called a section 6, put it on the front door. As long as you do not destroy any of the property, you're allowed to be there. So I left home at 15 and was a squatter and printed out a lot of section 6 posters.
Like at the library?
Wherever. Yeah.
So you print this out and you slap it on the door of whatever room you find, and until they go to sell the building or something, or someone moves in.
I would never hurt anyone, and I would never hurt the property.
Where do you go to the bathroom? Like at a Starbucks?
Well, it's a fucking house, a mansion, whatever.
Oh. So it's like running. I don't know how squatting.
She's squatting in houses.
I didn't think that's what it meant. I was thinking
Keanu's
like abandoned.
So she has no idea.
No, I was thinking like abandoned building. Not I don't mean it in a rude way.
Neon, can you hold the mic from the like the middle of the bottom?
What?
From the middle of the bottom.
Go for it.
The other thing.
Do you like my voice?
Can I ask you something about sad? Like your house burned down when you were born?
It did.
How did that happen?
We've been talking about that all morning, haven't we? Candy. My dad was shagging someone else. And he left the candle on.
Jesus. The day you were born and they brought you home from the hospital and your house was burned to the ground? That's awful.
Well, your mom's in the hospital with your dad's shagging somebody else.
Yes.
And knocks over a candle, burns the whole house down.
He was trying to be romantic and like left a candle on and
fancy.
Oh, so that's why you don't like steal another men's lady or other women's boys. I get it. Okay, that makes sense.
Why would I? That's
no,
just
I'm just
a horrible
saying,
thing
just
to
saying.
Do.
It is horrible.
I have respect for everybody.
What did that do to the family?
There is no family. It was just me and my mom.
Oh, so after that, your dad was out of the picture.
He still is now.
Wow. That was like the big, that was it. That was the final straw.
No, he's been in and out of the picture. Hmm.
And your real name is Neon, and you
My real
hated
name
it
is
when
Neon
you were
Hitch.
Growing up. But
and he named
like
you that because you went through Times Square and you saw the neon?
Not Times Square, Piccadilly Circus, which is like the English version.
Right, right.
Got it.
Oh,
okay.
The English version. He was a cycle courier at the time. Here's the fucking awful part. Like, I really still love my dad so much. I wish he would talk to me.
He won't talk to you?
Well, maybe we'll send him the podcast. Maybe,
I really miss him.
Yeah.
I really love him. Oh.
Yeah.
Where is
he
now?
Me. He's back in England.
What? Okay.
I miss him.
We could contact him.
Can we? Can you guys help me, please?
And he hasn't gone to any of your shows or anything? Or?
Oh, you know what? Like, he's done so many great things in my life. And now he's just currently out of the picture. And it really hurts. I want him back. Can you help?
I don't. We could send a letter.
Just get my daddy back.
We could send out a tweet.
I know. Do we have Twitter? Can we tweet him? Or?
We'll tag him. We'll tag him in this episode.
Yo, let's do it. Let's do it. Yo, can we talk about how amazing he is? Can I get my microphone, Gord?
Yeah.
Tangled. Yo, so my dad is so bloody dope. All right, so he does like the lights for so many amazing people.
Bowie. Duran Duran, I heard.
Yeah.
David Bowie. Cool.
Like, and he designs all of these epic graphics and shit. Like, he's so fucking dope. Like, I am neon because of him.
So I'm confused. Like, so he's got this this killer job.
Yeah.
Why were you, if he has, and that's a job that pays good money, no? Like, why are you living in a bus? Was that just a lifestyle choice?
Because I was living with my, that's my mom's choice.
Oh, okay.
So I live, yeah, bipolar.
So he didn't, but he didn't give you guys any money or anything, child support?
Ooh, now we're getting deep.
Oh! I thought he was a good guy. Which is it, Neon?
We might have to call Irene Gardner in.
That's your mom, right?
That's my
mom.
Yeah. Anyway, next.
Where's Irene?
She just bought some land.
Okay.
And it's very magical. So she's building like this whole agricultural center, round houses and fucking vegetables and shit.
Where's that?
It's got no address, but it's in Wales.
Oh.
I gotta say, Neon is so much fun to hang out with.
Thanks.
It's like, it's ridiculous.
Because I want to go to the show.
Not only, I was treated to like the best show I've ever been to in my life last night. Because not only was there like, was she smushing.
I didn't even do anything.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, she's like, it was like a wild night.
You created
her.
A whole happy place in my brain nice. For the future. Oh. But though, not only were they like smushing tits and all this stuff and like.
Excuse me, shut your mouth.
Whatever they were doing. But then on top of that, she was singing.
You were singing?
What I'm saying is, all of a sudden she starts playing some of her music and some of her unreleased music, and she starts singing and dancing to that, and you're like, wow, that is a real star. Like, this is a real talented musician star.
That made her smile.
Yeah, like, no, it was like one of those things. I was just like, I'm like, you're in the, like, you realize you're in the presence of someone truly special.
Yeah.
As opposed
you can tell from when she walks in the door.
No, but when, especially when she sings and dance, like when she
will you
really
sing something?
She really gets into
acapella?
It. It's wild. It's absolutely wild. Like, you're like, you look at her like, this is like, as opposed to a lot of the schmoes that we see and that we hang out with sometimes.
They're all schmoes.
Yeah.
Everyone
you deal with a lot of boring people.
But it was just amazing. Like, she put on some beat and just started freestyling to it.
Will you sing for us now? Just, like, acapella, or do you need I don't know, I could clap my hands.
She has also this new song I gotta check out called Fuck You Better.
Okay.
That's not very new, darling.
Or whatever.
That's
it's a
her
great
hit.
Song.
That's
check
her
out
hit.
Fuck You think- Better.
So,
yeah.
Most of the music that I've been making for the past couple years, I just do freestyles. I just get on the mic and I just, you know, blar out.
Yeah, you co-wrote a song with Sia.
Oh, I've co-wrote with so many amazing people. Sia, yeah. Imogen Heap. Oh, wow. Gosh, let me get this shit
Kesha?
Together.
You wrote for Kesha.
We hate Kesha. So
we hate Kesha?
Why do we hate
Does
anybody?
Kesha suck?
I love everybody.
Who don't you love?
I've worked with Bruno Mars. I've worked with One Republic. Ryan Tedder really actually taught me how to sing in the booth. I have worked with Weezer.
Ooh, love Weezer.
I've worked with so many incredible people. I've been so blessed.
You got discovered on MySpace, right?
Funny story, full circle. That guy hit me up again today with some threats. Fantastic.
Threats? The guy who flew you here for the first time?
That guy Benny?
Faith, right?
That producer Benny?
No, his manager. Well, was. We both fired him. But yeah, he's like threatening me, like, because things start to go sour. Okay, I'm very blessed for the opportunity that I got. But things went south. So me and Benny both fired him. However, since firing him, he thinks that we owe him everything, which we don't, right, Candy?
Mm-hmm. No, why would you?
Right. I mean, I've been
because you listen to your song on MySpace.
Well, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
So. Wait, but Benny is the guy who found you in MySpace.
No,
it's this other guy.
This other guy found
James Johnson.
James Johnson found you in MySpace.
Yes.
And that's when you were homeless, and he changed your life.
Yes, he did, and I'm grateful for that, and I big him up for that. But, like, I don't owe him anything after I fired him.
Yeah. And he's still trying to get money out of you.
Someone's at the door.
It's that
I think,
guy.
No,
my new boyfriend.
I think it's your dad. I think it's your dad. He was.
Shut up!
We have a surprise for you.
Yes, we do.
No.
Let's bring him out.
He's back.
Darling.
You're more darling.
Oh, here you are. I promise I won't burn the sex club down.
I've printed out some more Section 6 papers.
Thanks. I wanted some new buildings.
Okay, so we're getting this.
So you had a few people who've like intervened, right? Just the people like who like high powered, like Amy Winehouse. You met her at a party.
The love of my life.
You met Amy at a party.
No,
you had two boyfriends in common, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And then you told her that you were homeless.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was when we like reconnected. And I was like, holy cow, my dog is returning with this girl that I just seen perform. I was done.
So romantic. Sweet.
So
Amy Winehouse found your missing dog?
Yeah, her name was Stush. A black pit bull.
Wow. You know? So what's that like when Amy Winehouse comes back with your dog?
It was just very casual. We just sat down, got my dog back, and we had a Jack and Coke in the park.
And that's it? What did you guys talk about?
We're just friends now.
Yeah.
She hates everyone who's a singer as well. It wasn't my time. It was her time, and I just was there to support and love her.
Okay. Hang on.
But
Alex is distracting me because we're trying to plug in your song into here.
Static!
And it's fucking up the...
Do you know that's the video I'm shooting on the 12th?
You got to speak.
You got to talk into the mic. Let me help you. Yeah.
I'm multitasking.
Hang on. We're going to play your song.
Which one? There's 400 million.
Yeah, I'm on your text message.
What's after this tonight?
Would you like to grab my boobs again?
Yeah, okay, can I?
Yeah, please. Thanks. They're like stress balls.
These are great.
They're so nice.
I gotta tell you.
Thanks.
I
mean,
where'd you get the
saline or silica?
Can't remember. They're under the muscle. Hang on. Nice.
How big?
I'm a D.
Yeah.
32D. So
you got 32
I never
D's.
Wanted a boob job.
Yeah.
So you got them done here or in England?
In Miami.
In
you
Miami.
Don't find out the size until after.
That's what they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where were you before?
What?
What size were you before?
Oh my God! I had 3 abortions, so they kind of just disappeared. So who bloody?
Wait,
knows?
Abortions make your tits disappear?
They do, because you still go through like the thing,
like pregnant.
Sort of, like, yeah, like your body still kind of reacts, you know?
Right.
So I just was like, all right, let's keep it moving.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know how far we're into the pregnancy.
You know what? Now I'm pro-life. Screw that.
I'm life all about life conception. And living.
Wow.
They
look
perfect.
Amazing.
Thanks.
I'm getting plastic surgery
what
in
are
one
you
week.
Doing?
They're
I'm
shaving
getting
his nose down.
A nose job.
No, where? Because
yeah.
You have a tiny nose.
That's what I said. Too small for his head, isn't
this
it?
This is insane.
No. I passed out.
I heard
face
they're
planted.
Adding
she's
going to
start snoring again.
Yeah, I probably I might.
I passed out, face planted on the floor, bashed my whole face in, got a huge scar, and broke my nose.
This is why she wouldn't like you penetrate her because your nose is already too small. So why would you get a
nose too small?
I hope you're getting
my nose
large.
Too small.
Okay, are we gonna play your music now?
Yes, please.
You play
go,
a song?
Go. So this is a freestyle, complete freestyle.
Perf.
And I called it Another Drug.
Ooh.
And it only appears in the third section of the song. I think you're gonna like it.
I think I am.
It's a freestyle.
It's a freestyle.
This is what she was playing last night.
And then you just got hard and took your dick out. Great job, Alan.
As soon as someone starts playing me with their music, that's what I do.
I know. God, you're getting arrested. So why are you in New York to write some music and do some stuff?
Working on a very important project.
Ooh. Can you tell us what it is?
Can I say the word memoir? All right, memoir.
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 She's working on her memoir.
Memoir and tits out. I take life very seriously, as you can tell.
So what are some of the...
I just hope to inspire everybody to live a little bit larger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love living large.
I want like a complete makeover.
Oh, what do you want to be?
I want to just like change my whole style.
I can give you a total makeover.
Start with
that.
Don't shaving your nose
love,
down.
I love her style. It really is so unique. You make your own clothes, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a Couture Coca-Cola lingerie line?
That is a secret project I've been working on, but thank you for knowing.
Sorry.
No, it's amazing, yeah. So I have, in the back line, just been creating this Couture line of my own, using recycled Coca-Cola goods. So
I love
bottles,
that.
I have created skirts out of the Coca-Cola bottles, mainly the Mexican Coca-Cola bottles.
That's the best kind.
Right?
Yep.
I know, they're the best. So they swing around, smash, smash, epic, epic. And then, like the bottle tops, I have created many bras. Now I have the tits to fill them.
Hell yeah.
There we go.
What's
with the Coca-Cola stuff? Like, why?
If you look a little bit deeper, I have finished TM with the NH.
Right.
So I own it.
Okay.
So it's just my approach on their marketing campaign, which I really admire. I have been to Atlanta and I've been to their secret archives and I've seen all of their amazing designs. I just look up to Coca-Cola as a brand so very much. So they inspire
me. But they didn't pay you to put that tattoo on your tit.
No, I don't even mind.
Yeah.
Just doing it because I enjoy it.
You have that. You have a circus tent, right?
Yes. This one, Life is a Circus.
On your right arm.
One you just drew on yourself.
This whole right arm is kind of dedicated to a lot of dead people. I'll be honest. Sad as it is, it's still beautiful.
Do you think Amy influenced you or you influenced Amy?
Vice versa.
Vice versa.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my grandma started the headscarf thing. Mm. No, she passed away, unfortunately. May was her name. May Gardner. She hated her real name, so it was just Nana. You can't call her grandma. But yeah, so she taught me so much.
She inspired the beehive heads.
I actually have proof of pictures. Remind me to send you that picture of me and Pema in her kitchen, okay? With headscarves. Okay, cool.
Cool.
Just talking to Candy.
Let's always call her Candy so that I don't have to edit shit out anymore.
I appreciate that.
Can we go through your list of people you've been with?
I want you to just open my body up right now.
Let's do it.
I mean, I think
she's looking. She's looking at you.
Let's go.
I don't know. Bring me a shot.
Don't be scared. Come on.
Yeah, what do you want?
Get up there, Keanu.
What do you want me to do?
I don't want anything. I just want the truth to come out.
I think she likes you.
I like her.
Keanu's like halfway to your style.
Okay.
You know, like a little bit more. Maybe you could help Keanu.
She's a bit scared.
A little bit. Mm. Are you scared, Keanu?
I don't have a boob job, and I'm am I ever speechless? Yeah. Yeah, no. What would you...
I love it when you bore her.
I'm not great with girls.
I feel so much better
if it were like a man, she's very attractive and I feel very confused, but...
Sexually? Are you
I don't know. That's like the hottest girl ever. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you doubting your heterosexuality now?
No, but I mean, yeah, I would spend the night with her just by ourselves, and I've never done that with a girl before. But look at her, right? And now is she?
Well, I think you bored her, and she's sleeping now.
I don't know.
So go back to telling her how great of a star and how much of a great singer she is. No, she's got like hot shoes too. I like the shoes, high heels, glittering, and zebra panties. Who? So do you want to? Can we go through your list of lovers?
Do whatever you want. Yes, please. Let's go.
So who's one of the best lovers you've had?
Adrian Brody.
Adrian Brody? Cool.
Yeah. I've heard that about him. What made him the best?
The nose, Alan. Duh.
Hey, which you I might get a bigger nose.
I'll get a bigger nose now?
I know. Do you know what? I give up on dating actors because they're always so good at pretending. Like, I'm done. Okay, it's like you
when
never
did this
know.
Happen with Adrian Brody?
Well, it was kind of complicated. Oh,
okay.
I was like with Travie McCoy at the time, and then just breaking
Travie.
Up. Yeah, who I still love. But yeah, Adrian Brody. Honestly, can I just say that he's a dickhead?
You think?
Is that bad?
Oh, why?
Well, because he had a girlfriend when he was dating me.
Yeah, see, it's not.
That's
it's not good.
Nice.
Who was he with when he was dating you?
God, I don't know, some model. I don't know. It was just like, ugh.
See, that's
how
the
did
thing.
You meet him?
That's the thing, you know? Like, a lot of these models, they're boring. They just, like,
I
lay there in bed.
Everything's boring.
Yeah. Well, you're like a fire breather trapeze artist pop star.
This
so
is true.
I don't know what's going to live up to that, you know?
I like sex.
There's a Sibian here. I don't know how Howard Stern you want to get, but they're like...
Howard Stern, maybe he's kind of the most compatible character I've ever thought about.
Have you done a show?
No.
You'd bone Howard if
I think,
you worked with
I
Beth?
I think that's where we need to go, ladies and gentlemen.
To bone Howard?
No, to be on the show, darling.
Oh, on Sirius XM, his show.
Yes. I'm very vulgar.
But he's changed his show.
Oh, is he boring now?
He's evolved. He's now like
evolved.
Little, he's a little bit.
What
more,
does that mean?
He's a little more woke. A little more.
I haven't.
A little more tame. Now, now he wants. Now he's interviewing Hillary Clinton. do you want to try one of these like sex things? You want to try a Sibian?
What?
Have you ever been on one of these like Sibian type things?
The fuck is a Sibian?
You get on top
I'm
of it.
I'm a big Howard Stern fan.
Yeah, Howard Stern says this all the time. Yeah.
Well, I'm not like a fucking following person who knows everything that someone else says.
You see
I
those,
just know myself.
You see like those saddle things on the right by the wall?
I'm not going to be tortured. That's
oh, no, no, no.
No, no, it's not a torture device. So you sit on it and it vibrates. It's supposed to give you the best orgasm of
we
all time.
We have to ask you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You that feels weird. I'd rather just sit here and talk to you.
Okay, that's good.
I
want to
know someone
more.
Else over there.
What's that? Like,
you can put someone else on that machine. I'm just not going to do
okay,
that.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just going to sit here. I'm a
just
fucking queen,
relax. Yeah.
Okay? So that's where I'm going to stay.
Okay.
Being royal.
So Adrian Brody, that didn't work out. He was a dick.
Not quite.
But he was the best in bed.
Honestly, he was my rebound from
Travie. Oh.
No, from Ben. Yes, there's been a few. But I have quite a good list, so that's cool.
So you want to date somebody normal now? Not boring, but like not famous?
No, I tried normal and I don't like it.
It's very hard to go back to normal.
Oh my God. I've been dating someone from the military recently.
And he doesn't treat you well?
No. I'm done. So now I'm like completely fully single.
Who else? Let's wait. I want to know more. Like, so who else is on that list? Who else is good and who is bad in bed?
Mostly a lot of rappers I've dated.
Like who?
Are good.
Wait, you opened for 50 Cent. Did you date him?
I'm not going to name everything.
Oh, okay. But the rappers were good in bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
Candy knows.
Did any of these rappers all right, you have to name them, but did any of these rappers yell out Wu-Tang at the end?
Shut up, you're so silly. Honestly, like, I really am attracted to the most like unattractive guys for some reason. I love people that are ugly.
Yeah.
I really do.
Like
people that
guy.
Are like not comfortable with themselves, I want to show them they're beautiful, and I show that with my pussy. No, I really am serious. Like, I don't like hot guys. I really don't like hot guys.
Do you want me to set you up with some uglies?
Well, it's not really about that. It's about, like,
but I
it's
showed
also
you,
about
I,
like people that like don't believe in themselves. I can give them confidence with my vagina.
Who can we set her up with?
God. Corey.
But every white guy I showed you, you shot down. You just went for the black
Maybe
guys.
Maybe I like that. What's wrong with that?
Maybe like a nerdy black guy. Is that that's like that's Charles,
Charles
McBee's
McBee.
Thing. I didn't know who else. Who else am I going to text? She likes like nerdy sort of looking black guys. I don't know.
I like all good looking people. Yeah. I like the different kind of culture. Whoever they are, whatever race,
you like
whatever
everybody.
Culture.
You like the you like
I just
ugly people,
love to love. People. Like I'm a loving person. I love people that, you know, don't really have a place.
See, you should be more like this, Keanu.
What?
Just more loving.
I think I find everybody repulsive. So
oh,
no,
that's horrible.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Many things. I
think
don't know.
I love everybody.
Oh God, I don't.
I do.
I love you.
I won't stop loving everybody. Oh, well, thank
you.
I
love you. I think you're beautiful.
Do you
want to
make
cool.
out with me?
I thought you were going to
ask
me.
You want to make out? Make out.
You're funny. Okay, no. Next.
I mean, we asked all the questions. What else can we ask?
I'll make out with you if you want to make out with me.
I mean, should we do a tour of this sex place?
Well, we... let's do a tour after we stop the podcast.
Oh,
about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Then you can bop around anywhere you want.
I really want to have my own TV show.
You should have one. Why don't you start a podcast? Why don't you start like a web
know.
Series?
I didn't even know what a podcast was.
This
before,
is it.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then since then, I've been doing like a million podcasts.
You should get into it.
Because I'm really good at talking, because I have a really long story. I can't help it, you know?
Yeah. If I, we had more notice, we'd have you like on camera. This would be a great,
yeah,
you know.
Camera would be great. Yeah.
So next time you're back, we'll do it.
I'm moving to New York.
Good. Oh, yay!
We'll have you back more.
All the time.
Yeah.
We're
It'll
friends,
be a good time.
Right?
I feel like you slightly hate me.
No, I don't. No.
Show me. Prove it.
Right?
No.
Prove it.
I always feel that way.
Prove it.
No, I don't. I don't hate you at all. You scare me.
I think she wants you to.
I knew it. You're scared of me.
I like it, though. I don't have the self-confidence. I don't have the self-confidence of you. That's all. Not like it's
Do you
not
think
like,
I'm confident?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Well, I don't know where we go from here.
I love to keep you guys on your toes.
I don't hate you. I wish you didn't think that.
No, Keanu. I think Keanu just hates the person who punched her out.
No.
I think that's the only thing.
I don't even hate her.
The other thing too, 9/11 happened the day you left home.
It sure did. That was wild.
Yeah.
So my mom said, well, she supported me leaving because my dad was like a total dickhead, like abused me and my little sister. And I couldn't watch that anymore. So I was like, you know what, mom? It's me or him. So she chose him. Fuck it. I was on the bus. And then I arrive in London.
After he cheated, she chose him?
No, no, no. He beat me and my sister very, very badly.
Yeah, but I thought that after, I mean, you came home, the house was burned down after all that. So
oh,
you
no,
still,
that
he was
Gary.
Like,
this is Matt I'm talking about.
Okay, different.
Yeah, different. Gary I still love. Hopefully he's my real father. Who knows? I'm still on the lookout. Like, is he my real dad? I don't know. Anyway, so back to Matthew Wade.
Can we do that? That's like
I don't give a shit.
A
Let's fucking
episode.
Put his name out there. I don't give 2.5 shits.
Oh no, we're just like, can we do like a DNA?
Yeah, like a Maury episode.
Let's do a DNA.
That would be amazing.
Like, who's
that'd be so cool?
Who's Neon's father?
Please, let's find my real daddy. God knows.
It'll be fun. Okay,
here's something I learned. It's very hard to interview someone topless with great tits.
Oh, well, give me a jacket then, you fool.
Give you a what?
Give me a jacket then.
No,
I like touching them.
I'd rather have a bad,
comfortable.
A rough interview.
Okay, so 9/11.
Yes, back to 9/11.
You guys are so awkward. What's wrong with that?
You know what's interesting? My dad, when I was born, that was his 9/11. That was
get a crowbar joke in there.
I did.
Alan.
There you go. Shoehorned it in.
Wait. Yeah. So, yeah, you're coming here, right? You left home to come here.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to have any shows here in New York? Do you have anything, any shows planned?
I'm working on an extremely huge project.
Yeah. What can you tell us about it?
Trying to keep it a little bit quiet.
Okay. Can you tell us anything about it?
I'll just say this. I've learned a lot about my business, and I'm about to expose. That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Expose.
That's it. No, final said.
Okay. Expose. In the memoir, you mean? In the memoir.
So you also have coffee table books in the works and the Coke bottle line and everything?
I kind of am doing everything.
You have everything. Yeah, lots of
we should go on tour together.
I just don't even know what sleep is anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Maybe tonight you get some sleep.
Probably not.
No.
What's after this?
We should... Yeah, what is after this?
Another meeting. I want to stomp into Sonia and, like, rip everyone a new asshole.
Okay.
Sony?
Well, I've been signed there for 10 years, and my A&R just left.
Are they open right now?
Well, I can make them open.
Okay. Well, you've been signed for 10 years, and they what?
My A&R just left without telling me and went to work at Warner Brothers, which I used to be signed to. I'm just like, all right, so these are like parents to me, these companies that I'm signed to. So I'm not with Warner Brothers anymore, but I am still signed as a published writer, songwriter, to Sony ATV. And my A&R just left without any warning.
What's
or anything.
That? And a what?
Like basically my representative.
Got it. Okay.
Basically a parent.
Left with the no warning and now you don't know what to do.
Right.
Ooh.
But it's based in New York and just like, what do? Should I just stomp into the office? And be like, hello.
Naked. Yeah. Why not?
Naked. Will you come with me?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll go.
Fine.
I'm a rep now.
Yeah. You two should storm into Sony.
No.
Let's go. Let me see your boobies.
You want to see mine?
Yes.
I have a leotard on.
Come on. Give
there's
me
a.
Them
no, you,
shut up.
You want to feel them?
Yeah,
you
I'm
can't.
Up.
Yeah, get them
out.
No, you
don't
can
be
feel
shy.
Them. Feel them. They're small.
Oh,
they're
boring.
Small.
Boring.
You can look at. You can feel them.
They're beautiful.
They're very small, though.
They're very nice. Get naked.
No, I have. It's a whole leotard. Oh, I mean, I would. So I would. I don't. If you were uglier, I would.
If I was, I would uglier?
because you're too pretty to be no. naked around. That's I don't know how.
Sweet.
Like,
Kian,
do you see
how,
what I mean?
Right, Neon. Isn't she way too insecure? Isn't that ridiculous?
Extremely.
No, yeah. No. I just like if you were like maybe if you were two notches down, I'd get naked.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
What does that mean?
But she doesn't care.
No. Like I know she doesn't care. She
2.5 million.
She asked you to get naked, so she's into you.
No, I know. It's, I would be...
Okay, next.
You see what I mean?
We should... What do you think about this, right?
What?
Neon Hitch... Music and comedy festival.
Okay, that sounds good.
Circus
good
festival.
Music and board.
Or magical comedy tour.
Magical comedy music tour. That
yes.
all sounds amazing.
Magical comedy and music.
Can we play music?
Magical
I didn't bring my fucking speakers
comedy
today.
And music
bollocks.
Bus tour.
And we can eat
yes.
fire.
Bollocks tour.
Do you know that?
The Bollocks tour.
I have a tour bus available. Sam Truckee has the tour bus. Mm-hmm.
So let's
yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, I mean...
Let's go town
Everything
to town.
Everything is already there. Are you down?
No.
I'm down.
Candy? I'm talking to you, darling.
It'd be an upgrade to our lives now.
Yeah, why not?
What the fuck are
Do
we doing now?
Do you know how I pulled my yard sale? Okay, I headlined my own bloody tour across America. It was called the Yard Sale Tour. Do you know how I pulled that together? I fired everyone, and then I found a guy who lived in his bus. And I knocked on the door. I said, hello. He came out. I said, his two dogs ran out as well. Massive. I said, hi. I need a tour bus. Don't have the money quite. Do you want to go on tour? He said, yeah. I said, oh, I'm going to pay you this much. So I had him rebuild the inside of his home, which was a bus. I know very well about buses. I grew up in them. And that happened. Did it. What's up? Next.
everything she's saying, I'm looking at her and thinking about this. I'm like, I would take living in a bus, being chased away by the cops every fucking morning from town to town, over growing up in the South Bronx projects with my parents. I would take that life any day over the life I had.
I just want to inspire people. I don't want people to be nervous because I'm so out there and whatever. I'm just brave.
Yeah, it's great.
But like,
yeah,
going
at a guy in a bus with two dogs who's just living there and saying like, "Let's go on tour together."
That's fucking brave. Someone to take care of the dogs so they wouldn't be on the bus, and then I hired a whole band and everything. I'm really good at pulling shit together.
If Keanu and I saw that, we'd be like, "Let's run now."
There's videos. You can find it.
Yeah,
I'm not joking.
No, I've seen. I watched some of your videos.
Actually, it's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Your videos, they've got millions of hits.
Yeah.
You know, you've got
most of them have been taken down. Thanks, everyone.
Why?
Why are they taken down?
Oh, legality, bollocks.
Oh.
I keep fighting, keep pushing, keep
fighting.
Being,
yes.
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't want to see us fighting. I'm just like living at this point.
And you hang out with you came to New York and you met up with your fans. You hung out with them.
Yeah, I did.
That's what's great about it. She'll hang out with anybody.
Yeah.
I'm a very free person.
Even you.
Even you.
Clearly. You know what?
We did not have a full threesome.
You know what's annoying, though? I'm annoyed that she didn't see. I told her not to come to my comedy show, and I should have told her to come.
And do you think that would have changed her mind?
That would have been like a whole different thing.
Would you have taken your shirt off then?
I don't care about taking my shirt off.
Why are you fucking your T-shirt?
I don't know.
I'm just asking. Didn't anybody find that odd? Like,
I like fucking in a t-shirt. I'm
comfortable. But in front of somebody?
Sex every night? I mean, you're in such a venue of, you know, vulgar stuff. Like, what do you guys get up to at night?
What do you get up to at night? What do you mean?
What do you guys get up to
We're stand-up comics, so we're constantly performing.
But we're in a sex venue.
We've never actually partaken in the sex venue.
I fucked last night.
Tell us details.
Well, you know, it was and we just fucked in the bathroom of some place this week. I don't know. I mean, lots of wet on the floor bathroom fucking going on.
Did you pee yourself? I feel like Keanu is
like a gypsy fucker. Like she'll fuck.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like she'll fuck on the run, outdoors, any venue. It doesn't have to be inside an actual home.
No, we are like, yeah, we fuck outside a lot, or like in bathrooms and stuff, just for fun. We fucked yesterday. Yeah, a lot of sex going on.
Who is we?
Me and my man. Yeah. But you know. I mean, if you're asking if we're like boning at night, I don't know, Alan. I thought. I mean, you guys just had this whole experience last night. So.
He wishes. I'm just a performer.
She is just. She's a really good performer.
I'm a great performer.
Yes.
Cool.
Lot of fun.
So I now own everything.
Good.
How amazing is that?
That's fucking
great.
That is some boss. So you get royalties, right? You get paid from all these songs.
Oh, well, that's another topic.
Oh no. You signed some bad deals.
That's just not good.
Okay.
Fuck it.
We're going to Sony after this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
Do it, honey. Oh.
And did you say you were like a stripper before too?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not ashamed of that.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
I made a lot of money.
A lot of pops. Cardi B was a stripper.
Oh,
was Nicki Minaj a stripper? I don't know.
She probably wishes, but no, I made so much money.
If I had an ounce more confidence, I would do it. I would be a stripper. I
love that you think I'm confident. I must be such a good actress. Because inside, I'm like really scared.
You hate the actors for pretending. I just can't pretend like I'm, you know.
I'm a great wait,
I wouldn't be the world's most awkward stripper, you know.
Why are you scared? What are you scared of?
Oh, God. I just always am. It's just part of my character. Fuck it.
Because her house burned down when she was born?
Well, small things like that.
Yeah, maybe that Twin Towers. She doesn't know who her father is. She might be scared. 9/11, whole thing.
Can we let her answer? I would like to hear her talk about this.
What? Well, I know, right? You might be scared about a few things, right? Remember how I researched our guest?
She was...
What's wrong? Yeah, I know. Don't cry. It's okay.
But you just realized.
Yeah, no, I know. Hold my hand. I know. We'll be lifelong friends after this. We'll hook up. I don't know. Something to do.
Yeah. Can you sing? Maybe she can take you on tour.
No, I can't. That's the other thing.
Can you dance? You can't dance either.
No, I can dance.
Well, you can?
Guide me.
Can maybe, Neon, maybe Keanu could be one of your dancers.
Am I okay?
You're doing great.
What do I do next?
I think this is good. Maybe we'll
talk about. We can always.
What do you want to talk about before we go? I feel like we're kind of going off the rails a little bit.
You think this? We just went off the rails.
I think
we're just about to get on the rails.
Yeah. I think. Listen. Let's. What do you want to promote before we head out?
See, here's the amazing part. Like, I'm not here to promote anything. I just want the whole world to know that I am Neon Hitch, and that's who I really am. And I feel like I deserve that, and the people deserve to know who I am, because I'm here to help everybody.
I'm glad to know who you are.
Thanks. So, it's kind of a community thing.
And where can they find you on social media, Neon?
I mainly just use Instagram, to be honest. Like, there's so many things to keep up with. I can't be bothered. But, yeah, Instagram is, like, kind of the main thing. So just at Neon Hitch.
Cool.
Cool.
This has been fun. And
it's
enlightening.
Been fun.
And lovely.
I love how awkward I've made you guys feel.
No, I didn't know what to expect with this interview, to be honest. You know, it's weird being sober during this interview. I'm just drinking water. I just need some coffee.
Oh God, Alan. All right. Well,
I love some coffee. It was fun hanging out with Neon last night. Neon was very upset about Eminem. She felt Eminem was not getting the proper respect.
Yeah, I hate that. Like, people are not respecting
She
him.
Was, yeah, she was yelling
Yeah, people
a lot
are shitting on Eminem.
Fuck that. That is so disrespectful. Okay, he is a legend, and he is. There's him, me, and Robbie Williams, the three people that are proud about growing up in trailers. All right, so God bless Eminem. Like, he had the presence last night, okay? And, like, some people are just not respecting that. And I'm just like, wow, that is disgusting. And he even tweeted, like, sorry, it took me 18 years. Oh, my God. I love him so much, you know? Like, I look up to him, and I always have. And I'm just like...
Maybe you could work together.
That's my dream. I actually have a song. Can I play it?
Please.
Yeah, what song?
Fucking hell, I didn't bring a laptop, did I?
What song would you like to play? I'll play it into the mic and then we'll cue it.
Why don't we play it after the episode?
All right, we'll send it to us.
We'll put it into the, like, we'll add it into the show.
Yeah, perfect.
If you tell
but
us
anyway,
what it is.
Anyway, I just think that he deserves respect.
I agree. Eminem? Yeah.
Who the hell cannot pay him respect?
This is true. For sure.
Like, he's amazing.
I agree.
So... I'd like to end on this note.
Yes.
I'm very proud of him. And fuck everyone who disrespects anybody that is still standing for what they really stand for.
Okay? Absolutely.
We grew up in trailers.
Right.
Do you see my tattoo?
It's a trailer. And what does it say?
Trailer trash.
Love that.
Yeah. It's great.
Because I don't give a fuck and I'm proud.
There I agree.
I think that's a good place to end.
It's a good place to go.
All right, guys.
Well, this has been fun,
This
though.
Has been fun. follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We are The Week in Sex for now. We may change our name.
Can I jump into this couch now? Please,
go ahead. Come on in.
Non-threesome number two, commencing now.
Neon, you did a great job. That was awesome. Neon needs some TLC. I think Neon. Watch the watch. I think Neon just gets bored when she's not being touched. When you know,
it is happening.
She needs to be touched. You know, you don't look like I. Don't you get it? Like if you look good, but I'm saying like people like to be touched who look, yeah. who look hot. You
no,
know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah. All right. As I'm rubbing her leg and I knocked over something. Whatever.
Say goodbye.
Who cares? Let's say goodbye. Let's do some plugs for shows that we're doing. What do you have coming up, Kiana?
I'm going to be in Pennsylvania this weekend. I'm with Ray Goots and Ray DeVito this weekend on the 15th. If you're in Pennsylvania, look at my Instagram. All right.
Great. I'm going to be in Connecticut this Sunday. I'm going to be in March 7th in Watertown, Connecticut also. And I'm going to be doing a lot of shows in Connecticut. So March 20th and 21st, I'm headlining the Hartford Funny Bone. So all my Connecticut peeps, come on out. Come see me. And I've got a lot of new material.
Cool.
I'm very excited about.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, guys.